Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bogey and Wojo, 97-1 here at Little Caesars Arena.
Big game. No, it is a big game. Wings of the Ducks. The Ducks have lost 11 games in a row.
And the Wings have lost, what, 9 of 10 or something
they
like that?
They won most recently. Hammered okay. The Wild. You kidding me?
All right.
All right, 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I think Woji's onto something here about the running games and, of course, the Pats. No one else has the guts to declare that Belichick and Brady are going to win a playoff game like I do. No one else ever does that, just me. Ticket text 97136. Here we go. Chiefs and Rams are easily the two best teams left in the field. I don't know why people are having trouble seeing this. And too many people are buying into the Pats based on last week. That might be true for some people, but not for me. I bought him before.
See, I think asking Jared Goff to go to the Superdome and beat Drew Brees and the Saints, I think that's asking a lot.
Although,
I don't know.
I must admit, for long stretches of that game, the Saints did not look very good.
No, and the, you know, the dirty little secret is the Saints haven't looked very good for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, really,
yeah.
Was it the Rams game, I believe, when they beat them like 45-35 or something at the Superdome? That was probably the best that they've looked.
In a while, yeah.
Recently.
Right.
You know, and that was a month and a half, 2 months ago. They've been broken and having issues ever
Pedestrian.
Since.
Ticket text 97136, wrong, Wojo. You need high-powered passing attacks for the regular season, but when the weather gets colder, you need to have a good running game as well. You can't just have a running game.
See, isn't
I'm not saying just a running game.
Well, you
I'm saying a
did,
running
though.
Game. No. It has to be higher than, what were the Lions this year? They advanced up to 23rd, I think, in rushing offense.
If you hear Bob Quinn talk, you would think that they advanced up to top 10 in the league. Well, we made severe improvements with the run game. Did you? You're still bottom third, Bob. Thanks.
Go get another running back.
I just
keep piling them up.
To me, the big thing is it's just balance. People here in Detroit, everyone talks about, well, Stafford's never had the running game. Well, you got to have both. You know, and are the Lions going to be willing to be a team that wants to take shots down the field, that wants to open it up a little bit? Because if you have that threat, that's only going to help Kerryon Johnson and whoever else they bring in to get some carries with him next year. But you got that's what does it, you know, from a play action standpoint. It makes it so much more difficult on the defense to know what you're doing.
And the thing is, I don't know if you've noticed, and I'm not sure about the Lions haven't hired an offensive coordinator yet.
Yeah, because
Quinn and Patricia know that, right?
Because what's going to happen?
They're waiting for these teams to lose to pluck one. Oh, they're waiting for a Patriot person.
No.
What?
They're going to slowly Friday night news dump. George Godsey has been promoted to offensive coordinator.
The quarterbacks, I know. Their current.
I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm really nervous that they already know the plan. That's what they're doing. They haven't interviewed anyone.
That's alleged, and they have, but the other three went elsewhere.
Well, fair.
Or they're waiting to interview somebody on the teams that are playing.
Have they offered the job to anyone?
I don't know.
Like
it's
know.
Very
you know?
Tight-lipped. It's that, very battened down.
That would say a lot more, because if they actually offered somebody the job and it was turned down, you know, to go elsewhere, okay, then maybe that's not the plan. Maybe they don't know what they're doing. I think they know what they're doing.
That's a doomsday scenario for people, with all due respect to George Godsey, but just promoting the quarterback coach from within would seem to be yuck, right? And I don't think that's what they're going to do, but I know a lot of people have that theory.
It would just be such a Lions thing to do. It would be a Matt Millen, Martin Mayhew, you know, thing to do. Just
promote
from within, not make any changes. I don't know. It is alarming, though, that they haven't. There's like nothing going on in regard to the search.
Well, is that alarming, or do they just do a good job of keeping their mouths shut?
Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, these guys would have a little bit more of an idea, right? If they work hard enough to get the info. I don't think the Lions are that secretive. They're not Patriot level, where you don't know anything until it breaks.
Okay, but let me let you in on a little secret here.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. for the big national NFL reporter types, figuring out who the Lions' offensive coordinator is going to be is not necessarily worth digging. It's not.
That's a huge story.
It's not a plum get, right? Here in Detroit, we're interested. Elsewhere, people probably don't even know the job's open.
See, but isn't it pretty clear that, like, didn't Adam Schefter have some story from the Lions? I think it was pretty obvious that he had gotten it from Bob Quinn or something like that. I can't remember what it was. It was around a year ago, maybe last offseason, and it was pretty clear that Bob Quinn had tipped him off. I can't remember what it was. I don't know.
Your memory not so good no more.
I've lost a step, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shocker.
That's another thing I lost this weekend. In addition to my dignity.
Who's the guy for the Rams? Shane Waldron? That would make sense if they're waiting for somebody who's currently coaching.
Do you really buy, based on the comments made by Matt Patricia or Bob Quinn about what they want to do, run the ball, ball control, defense, boring, blah, blah, blah.
They didn't
really
say
think
any
hire
of those
somebody?
Things, by the way. Well, we'd like to be boring.
Okay, but you got to interpret
it.
You have to interpret it.
No.
That's how I took it.
No. See, I'm not going to beat them because I've been beating them up for years to improve the running game, and it's not there yet. Have to improve it more.
Okay, isn't another sign that that's the way that they want to go is that Jim Bob Cooter is interviewing with the Arizona Cardinals to be their offensive coordinator? Like, you think that Cliff Kingsbury is going to interview a guy who, you know, his whole offense is kind of boring, conservative, not doing anything? No.
Oh, no,
they
no.
probably believe that Jim Bob Cooter was held back and not allowed to go down
the
field.
Of course they do. I said I wouldn't be remotely surprised if Jim Bob Cooter gets another offensive coordinator job. It wasn't a fit with Patricia, obviously. Now, we'll see who's right and who's wrong. And no, I don't want them to be ground and pound and not have playmakers. And that's why. Why do you think people are connecting the Lions a little bit to Antonio Brown? Because in their mind, it sort of makes sense about Quinn talking about playmakers. About, all right, if you're all in with Stafford, right? You're all in, right? They've said they're doubling down. They're in. Well, then freaking take advantage of the one thing he seemingly can do is throw the ball deep with a deep threat. Doesn't that sort of deep down make sense?
The problem is, who is Bob Quinn overpaid in his time here? Like, look, we criticize Bob Quinn all
the time.
You're not
saying he's already got the contract. You don't have
I know, but, like, he doesn't have a bunch of guys on this roster. Hasn't traded for guys even. Like, Snacks Harrison, very affordable deal. Marvin Jones was brought in. It got a very affordable deal. He's not overpaying or bringing in massive contracts. I mean, I guess you can make the case about Rick Wagner and TJ Lang, but Lang's going to be gone, I would assume, at this point. Wagner's been the disappointment, but I don't think that's a Quinn move.
No.
Bringing in a knucklehead at that cost.
I think Quinn began here with the goal of just getting some players. They have no depth. Getting some players. You saw what happened when you get to the end of the season. They collapse. Get players. Depth. You know, Devin Kennard, Romeo Aquaro, depth.
All cheap depth.
Yeah. But now it was all about playmakers when he talked at the end of the season. And I think you watch these games. We just talked about the four highest scoring offenses. You're not stupid. You know you have to have playmakers, difference makers, Tyreek Hills, guys
speed.
Like that.
Yeah.
Speed and guys that can get deep.
God.
That's the only thing you think you have is a quarterback that can throw deep. So go get another deep threat.
Love playmakers. I wish ESPN would bring that show back.
Playmakers.
Oh, my gosh. That show was phenomenal.
Oh, my
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. We can add this if you want. In addition to the discussion coming out of the weekend, what was your prevailing thought? Is it, you know, you got to be able to run the ball? Is it defenses really aren't as important as they used to be? But does it alarm you a little bit that the Lions haven't done anything here? They fired Jim Bob Cooter 2 weeks ago, and you're not hearing a whole lot about the offensive coordinator job. We'll get to some more of your feedback coming up. Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.